QHXS Mobile.
KV2HXS, KA2TX check.
Yes, sir, KV2HXS.
Can I ask you a professional opinion about something?
Okay, shoot.
My HVAC system has completely died, no power, zero power, and the guy coming to look at it says it could be a fuse.
That's correct.
Is that a relatively simple repair?
Okay, when they say no power, are they talking low voltage or high voltage?
I'm assuming low voltage. The breakers are all on and connected, but the little panel that is next to the HVAC unit itself and the thermostat are out.
It could be the fuse, it could be a float switch. Have you been running the AC or just the heat?
Primarily just the heat, and I kind of switched it over to AC briefly, and that's when it seemed to have stopped working. There's no water in the pan, though.
Then more than likely, it's probably the little 3-amp fuse in the unit. It's just a little blade fuse, like an auto fuse. And you take the cover off, and it's either in line or it's floating onto a board. If you're going to attempt it yourself, make sure you kill the high voltage, or you will get shocked.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll do that. Okay, well, at least you're giving me the same information that he gave me, and I trust it. I mean, the guy's pretty good. He actually came here and serviced the thing once before. It is somebody I know, so... It sounds like the advice he's saying, at least so far. I haven't looked at it. It's supposed to be here today. But sounds like it's similar. But I really thank you for your professional opinion.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Just, you know, and that's based on what you're telling me. Obviously I'm not there personally. I can't diagnose it over the radio. Although I can come pretty close. But yeah, that sounds like if your thermostat is out, you don't have low voltage, so it sounds like the fuse went out, or either a fuse or a float switch, or you have a break in the 24 volt somewhere.
Okay, so that's better than like the air handler or something taking a dump, right?
I don't want to pass judgment on that because I don't know. Apparently, you know, like I said, I'm not there looking at it, but the first thing I would go after is that little 3-amp fuse and figure out why it blew a fuse. And the first place I would go would probably be the contactor out on the condenser, because if that coil isn't reading between 10 and 20 ohms across the little coil there, that'll pop that fuse pretty quick.
And what could cause that?
Just wear and tear. The contactors, they have the 24 volt side that pulls it in, and you take those wires off and you measure across the coil, it should read anywhere between 10 and 20 ohms. And if it's lower than 10 ohms, it's pulling a little bit more amperage to close that. To close the contactor, then they could put a little more strain on that 3-amp fuse.
Is that something they can replace then, the contactor?
Oh, heck yeah. I carry them in my car.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought about it. I might have given you a call on here last night. I actually looked you up on QRZ. But, all right, well, I appreciate that. If they tell me something different, then at least I have some information.
Yeah, I don't like to talk too much about it on the radio because you start getting into pricing and things, and, you can't talk about that here.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, no commercial activity, but I appreciate the professional input and opinion. I know we've chatted in the past, and I hate to be the guy that calls you when you need something, but thanks. I appreciate it, KE2TXJ.
Yeah, no problem. No, I don't mind giving that information. It's free. You know, I have no problem. I just, you know, try and tell people be very careful if you're going to try and do it yourself, because you will be visiting the 220 hairstylist.
Yeah, that would be my luck, and I don't think I want to get that involved, but All right, so hopefully they'll show up today, and if they tell me anything different or if it looks like it's exorbitant or something, I may give you a call back. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, you know, a lot of guys on here do have my number. You know, I don't like giving my number out over the radio, but quite a few people do have my number. They can pass it along to you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Name here is Jim, by the way. Julian, India, Mike.
Yeah, no problem, Jim. I think we've talked before. Name here is Dave, obviously. KB2HXS Mobile. I am downtown Greenville, so I am headed towards Piedmont at the moment. And the repeat is getting a bit noisy because of all the buildings here.
Yeah, it kind of gets a little iffy out there. Okay, Dave, I'll let you go then. I appreciate the information and have a good rest of your day, KB2TXJ.
Alrighty, sir. Have a good day, KB2HXS.